Good evening and welcome to the Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. This evening's episode will feature Steve Roach. The album is Trance Archaeology. We're going to kind of continue on our ambient trance stuff from last week. We'll try to play this album and I'll talk a little bit about Steve's work and the instruments that he's used throughout the years. You don't have to put on a red light. Those days are over. You don't have to sell your body to the night. Steve Roach has been making music since he was about 20 when he purchased a Roland SH-1000. He used to be really into motocross, but two of his friends were killed and he left to pursue his interest in music. In the early days, he used an Insonic ESQi, an Emu System Z-Max, an Oberheim Expander, a Casio CZ-101, a complete Oberheim system including a MIDI DMX drum machine, DSX sequencers, and an OB-8, and a second expander. In his recording rack, he used to have a Yamaha Rev 7 reverb, an ADA digital delay, a Roland SDE-1000 digital delay, and a 360 MIDI patcher. That list was curated in about 1987. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. You can visit us online at krvs.org. You can see playlists, podcasts, news, and upcoming events and information. And you can click on that big red donate button to donate to Public Radio and Public Radio for Acadiana. The two tracks you just heard from Steve Roach's album were Spawn of Time and Indigo Moon. The album itself is called Trance Archaeology. It was released November 2019. We'll carry on with the next track from that album called Trance Genealogy. Thank you. That was an abrupt ending there of Birth Pulse. Before that, you heard Long Shadow, and before that, you heard Transgenealogy. Early on, Steve Roach was very Berlin synth-centric, and he moved into beatless soundscapes. And this album kind of carries on that whole synth-trance tradition. It was released in 2019 again. Just want to point out that Will Merkel played Pulse Bass on tracks 5 and 8, and Robert Logan played Artifact Shard and Fusions on tracks 6 and 7, and Mantra Beat Fragments on track 8. We'll try and get Fire Breather to bring us up to the top of the hour. If we don't make it there, we'll play the next track called Unearthed.
Thank you. KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online at our website at krvs.org.